At night, my father does not sing. The jukebox of my father's hands plays on and on, the guitar balanced childlike on his knee. Although he does not bring out the support arm or the little footstool, he sits up straight against the sagging easy chair so that his hands are free. I slouch in the chair beside him. Also armed, my frame supported on the burnished empty wooden box I hold. When I go south to visit, this is what we do. Sit up in the dusty living room of his air-conditioned house, playing music. The house crouched beneath the squat mountain, which is not a mountain, really, but a finger of the plateau that stretches through here from Georgia almost to Ohio. And really, it is only he that plays. Though years ago I gave up thinking on my separate fretboard I could imitate the motion of his hands, I'll try a while to make sense of the borrowed instrument. He always keeps at least one spare. He cares that I care enough to entertain the possibility. It isn't that we don't talk, but somehow talk falls short. Watch bands and bicycles, external hard drives aside, we're not quite satisfied we know each other's mind. And on, the Baroque James Taylor coloratura, the peach and periwinkle North Carolina sunset he's been practicing since the 70s, before he went off to the war, the original Travis pick, now overgrown with ornament, the pattern now submerged but still expected. Even as a young man, he was afraid to show his voice before an audience. Now, nearing 70, he plays still, close-mouthed. The simple farmhouse he inhabits, his still nimble fingers hammering on and on as if installing new appliances. I've learned enough to hear how few the chords are. His hands now, spidering across only the first three frets, constrained to some old country song, something to wail against a broken banjo, something I would know. He's trying. He leans forward. I see now, he has been waiting for me to sing.